Right, open your gifts. Now notice the glory coming out of the box. Because I wanted to encourage you this morning that you have at least one gift. I think you've probably got more than one gift, but you have a gift and the Lord wants you to discover that. Some of you will have multiple gifts in serving Him. So, use your God-given gifts to serve others. 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And I want to just point out something that Peter, the writer, says. He, I'll highlight that yellow part, whatever gift you have received. So Peter is assuming everyone has received a gift. So if any of you here today say, oh, I haven't got any gifts, if you say, oh, I haven't got any gifts at all, you're telling God he's a liar. You're saying God's a liar in his Bible. It's a lie. Whatever gift you have received, says Peter. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a situation, it's incredibly impossible, it's impossible in my household that my children would leave a gift unopened at the Christmas tree. You know, just imagine a scenario where the parents spend loads of money on Christmas presents, put them under the tree, and the children open all the gifts except for a little small one. They just think it's probably small and they ignore it. Now, I know that in my house that's pretty impossible, but imagine a child leaving a gift unopened. How would the parent feel? Kid says, oh, it's a small one. I'm not opening that. Not much in there. The parent will be disappointed. But I think sometimes it's possible for us to leave some of the gifts God's given us unopened, particularly the little ones that or we think are little. Or we might despise and think, well, that's not really a gift. I've got a few objects here. You all know what that is, Megan? Can I have them back at the end? Don't drive my car off. Driving is a gift of God. Driving is a gift of God. Now, I know there are some people here. They've been driving people or someone to hospital all week in their car. If you've got a car and you can drive, God wants you to use it to serve others, as well as getting to work. Before I did any preaching at all, before I did any ministry, before I did any leading of any church or anything, I was mainly a chauffeur. Did you know that? I used to drive this guy round the country who was a preacher, and I would take him to all kinds of places, even drove him to the Isle of Man, although we had to get a boat, obviously. And I also had this older lady, and I used to take her shopping. And I'm not blowing my trumpet. I'm just saying, I spent hours and hours and hours driving. And I thought, Lord, do I exist just to drive? And then eventually, after driving this preacher somewhere, one church said, hey, can you come preach? Me? No way. And I absolutely wanted to chicken out. But can I just say, you start with things that you might think are small gifts, although I don't think God thinks they are. I think God sees them all the same. And sometimes it might lead to other things. Do you remember this fellow in the Bible called Elisha? Elisha, a great prophet, great preacher, great person in Israel. Well, do you know how he started? Just humbly doing what God put in front of him. He went around pushing cows on a field, working, doing what seems normal. And you start with something that's normal or small, or you might think is normal. I think God sees them all the same. God will give you other things. Because when Elisha was doing that, along came Elijah and threw a coat over him and said, hey, you can stop that now. I've got something else for you now. Don't despise the small gifts. Now, who's volunteering? Right, washing up. Washing up. Right, can I tell you a story? I had a friend. He's in heaven now. He's with Jesus. His name was Norman. And he used to go to a conference like New Wine, a Christian conference. We're going to a conference in the summer called New Wine. If anyone wants to come camping and to a fantastic conference in Maidstone, talk to Karina or me. But my friend, he spent the entire conference washing up. He organized teams of washer-uppers, and he spent the whole time washing up, washing up, washing up. And then one day he burst into tears. Not because he was stressed. And he went to one of the vicars and said, I don't understand, why am I crying? And the vicar said, because God's pleased with you. God's pleased with you. My friend Norman, do you know what he ended up doing? He spent years washing up. He ended up preaching all around the world. Preached in Africa, preached in Germany, preached in Russia, preached in Romania. He went all around the world preaching it. And he didn't look for it. He didn't want it. God honoured him. And I just want to say that, you know, don't despise the small thing. But I know of a lady who used to make the tea at church. And after the service, everyone, the whole congregation, queued up at the hatch. Do you know why? It wasn't because of the tea. It was because they were more blessed by the lady than they were by the vicar. They were more blessed by the tea lady. They used to all queue up because she had a gift of hospitality. And she just blessed people. It wasn't just a cup of tea. It's something about it. Don't despise small things. I'll tell you about one other friend of mine called George. He's also in heaven now. But George, he felt he didn't really have many gifts, so he went for a walk and he said, Lord, I don't know if I've got any gifts. What should I do? And he felt the Lord speak to him and say, encourage other people. So he gave his life to sending letters. These were days before email. He would send letters to people all over the place, and he would also send these little cards. Here's one. This is a little card he would send just before Christmas, and it had a Bible verse on it, and it was a bit of encouragement. And it was really good. Now, I was a driver. I used to drive these people around the country. And every house, not everyone, but pretty much every house I would go, I would get to the house. And there on the mantelpiece would be one of these. Even down in Cornwall. I mean, my friend George, they went all over the country. And all he did was write cards. And people were blessed. And some of them, they would keep for 10 years on the mantelpiece. A small thing. He wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a pastor. He was more of a blessing than many of us. You know, I just want to encourage you. Don't despise the small stuff. Right. Go for it. Go for it. Now, the verse also says this. I've highlighted a bit in yellow. It says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. It's a gift from God. It's not you. You know, you can't go around like this guy. Hey, look at my gift. Because it's not, look at me, it's not about that. It's a gift from God. So be humble. And you can't do this either. I've got a gift, you know. I demand that others let me use it whenever I want. You can't insist on using your gift and muscling in. I remember of a guy I heard of who felt he should be an elder, and he kept reminding the pastor, you know, I ought to be made an elder, you know. And he kept on and on. The point is, God will give you opportunity to use your gifts. Just serve. Just serve. Go for it. Go serving. And if you have a gift from God, it doesn't always follow that you will find it dead easy. You know, some people, like they're gifted leaders, they find it easy to lead. They're just gifted. They find it easy to organize people. It's their passion. It's what they find comes natural. But there are some gifts that, even though God's given it to you, you may not find it easy. You may feel uncomfortable doing it, but it's still a gift. Let me give an example. What if someone said to you, could you lead a Bible study, please? The reaction could be, no way, Jose, I'm not doing that. I'm not trained. I can't do that. No. But how do you know you can't do it until you try? When I first got asked to do a talk in Italy, I absolutely wanted to run away. But you can't discover it unless you try. Stick your neck out. And sometimes you come out of your comfort zone. Sometimes it isn't easy. But as it says there, be scared and do it anyway. I know there are people here, for example, who lead services. I don't think they all thoroughly enjoy it. They don't all sleep lovely the night before. Some of them are worrying. But it's still a gift. So just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean it's not a gift. Now, I'm not saying you've got to go around doing everything you're not happy doing. But rather than, if someone asks you, oh, would you lead prayers? Rather than say, oh, just go, well, let me pray about it. Let me ask God. If God wants me to do it, I'll do it. You know? I'm going to pick on Debbie now. Debbie last night gave a little talk in the interval at the quiz, the big online quiz. Promoting a event we're putting on in February called But What If. And she was fantastic. She really was. It was brilliant what she did. But can I tell, I know this. She was worrying most of the night before. And then afterwards, she was like, how did it go? Was it all right? And I was, it was absolutely fantastic. So just because it's a bit nerve-wracking doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't do it. Sometimes you might feel as weak as a kitten. My friend Norman, who used to do all the washing up, the one that went preaching around the world, I said to him, how do you preach so powerfully? You're amazing. And he said, Simon, when I get up to preach, I feel as weak as a kitten. He said, if God doesn't help me, I'm going to collapse like a puddle on the floor. Really? He says, I need the Lord to help me use my gift. I can't just walk in there and do it. This is what C.S. Lewis said. You never know what you can do until you try. Very few try unless they have to. So I just encourage you. That's not to pressurize anyone. All it's to say is if sometimes you get an opportunity to do something a bit scary, don't necessarily say no. Now, finally, gifts are discovered by serving, not by sitting around thinking. You know, you discover what you're good at by doing stuff and trying stuff and getting it wrong and messing up. You kind of learn by trial. You don't discover your gifts by simply staying at home and going, not by introspection. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace. Now, grace means undeserved favor and blessing. And some of you here, you'll find something that you can do and you'll be really good at it. The grace of God will help you and you'll be effective. You will find something that you were created for. And I hope you don't mind me likening all of us to a toolbox. But you know, I've got a toolbox here. Here we are. Would any child like to hold this? What's that good at? Banging what? Nails, right. So it's very effective at banging nails. That's what it was created for. It's also good at getting them out. But has anyone here ever tried banging in a screw with a hammer? Yes. Well, I've done it. It basically bends a screw, breaks the screw. It's not very good. But it's created for one particular thing. So that's a hammer. And some of you will be really good. By experimentation, by taking risks, you'll find out you're really good at that. Now, this is a slightly different hammer. Now, this one is really good for knocking down walls. Now, you could try and hit a nail in with it, couldn't you? You could try and hit a nail in with it. And you might get a certain distance, but you're not going to do so well. This is designed and created for putting screws into walls. Now, I just want to encourage you that everyone's different. As Tony said, I think, everyone's different. Some will be very creative. Some will be good at doing stuff that others don't notice. Some will be good at doing stuff to do with the building. You know, it's all different. This one, what's that called? Hacksaw, right. This is good for cutting maybe bits of metal. But if you want to cut down a log, this is good for chopping that wood, you see. Now, some of you will be good at dealing with projects, big, thick things, and others of you will be better dealing with detailed things, you know, little details that others just don't, you know, completely overlook. And if you miss the details, sometimes the whole thing collapses. You know, everyone's got their special gifts. We are all created for special things. There's one last one I'll do, and then I'll stop. What's that for? Yeah, pulling out nails. All right, you might think, well, it's just one job. Just one job. Yeah, but sometimes I've absolutely needed that because the hammer hasn't done it. You might be the only person that can do certain things well in God's church. All right? So, let me encourage you. Use your gift. Don't be afraid to take a risk. You discover them by serving. And don't ever believe the lie that you don't have one because you do. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that everyone here has a gift. Help us, Lord, to just listen to you. And when we find things challenging, help us, Lord, to ask you, do you want me to do this, Lord? Even if it's scary, help us all to use your gifts faithfully to serve others. In Jesus' name, amen.